You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
A conspiracy surrounding oil, terrorism, a cover-up surrounding a murdered Jewish prosecutor, Iranians behind a plot to attack a Jewish community center in Buenos Aires more than 20 years ago, an attack that killed 85 people. Prosecutor Alberto Nisman, dead from a gunshot wound last month, made to look like a suicide. And former spy, the veteran Antonio Stiuso, reportedly vanished. Those are just some of the details in the extraordinary story unfolding in Argentina. Argentine President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner has been implicated in trying to protect Iranian officials linked to that 1994 bombing. Silvina Sterin-Pencil joins us now. She's the New York correspondent for Todo Noticias, a popular television news network in Argentina. Silvina, welcome.
Hi, a pleasure to be here, John.
So even though you're in New York, this is just a global story, and it's absolutely sending tidal waves throughout Argentinian society.
Yeah, the world is watching us. I'm very ashamed that this is the cause, and we are in every headline. Every possible newspaper around the world is following the case. And the country is just puzzled. There's a collective feeling of disbelief, you know, which is... It shook the country to the core, to the point that nobody believes in any institution anymore. Not in the justice, not in the president, not in the lead investigator. Everything that somebody says, it's like taken with, you know, okay, should we believe this? To put this into perspective, well, Alberto Nisman was a high-profile prosecutor who is now dead. And the prosecutors in Argentina are calling for a rally on February 18th, which marks the first month after the prosecutor's death, to call for justice. So imagine the prosecutors calling for a rally, demanding justice. It's outrageous. I always like to make a comparison for people to have a grasp of what this case entitles. Imagine, like, you have the NSA or the CIA working line in line with a high-profile prosecutor, and after rigorous investigations and lengthy investigations, they accuse President Barack Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry of secretly dealing with Al-Qaeda to cover up 9/11. So that's what's at stake.
So what are people on the streets of Buenos Aires saying? Why would President Fernandez de Kirchner do this? Why would she protect Iranians? What would be the reason for that?
That's a million-dollar question. But the root of this is, well, first of all, the bombing that happened on July 18th of 1994. And then the investigation was really botched. And in 2006, Prosecutor Nisman formally accused 8 Iranian diplomats, public officials, some very prominent, and one Lebanese national of masterminding and carrying this terrorist attack out. But in January 2013, the president, Fernandez de Kirchner, and the Secretary of State come to an agreement with Iran. You know, so it's ridiculous. And that agreement, called the Memorandum of Understanding, it's at the core of the accusation of Nisman. So what he used to say, what he said, is that the president was trying to cover up Iran's involvement in the bombing in exchange for an arms deal and for oil. And so what they wanted to do, what they were offering in Iran, was that eventually the Interpol would have to lift the arrest, the international arrest warrants for these 8 Iranians and the Lebanese. Not that the Argentinian government was going to explicitly ask for that to the Interpol, but they were going to show such synergy between the two governments that the Interpol was going to say, okay, what's the point? They are now in harmonic relations. And they were also, Nisman said publicly that he had evidence that they were going to shift the blame to other groups. And he had, you know, hundreds of tap phones conversations to prove it. And he was found dead 1 hour before he was going to testify before Congress to show not only legislators but the whole country his evidence to, you know, to support his accusation.
Now, Mr. Stiuso, Antonio Stiuso, the veteran spy, who some have called the J. Edgar Hoover of Argentina, has vanished.
Yes.
Does he know everything, and where might he be?
Well, he's a key person because he was working with Alberto Nisman in this investigation. He was a gopher for the CIA when he was like in his 20s. He started working for the CIDE, our Secretary of Intelligence, in 1972. His work there spanned along 4 decades. Nobody knows where he is. And apparently the lead investigator in the prosecutor's death has found a conversation between the spy, Stusso, and Nisman on Saturday, the night before he was found dead in his apartment. But what they are saying is that Stusso had so many telephones, like apparently more than 100, that even if there is this evidence of the conversation, nobody can tell that it was him who was behind the line. So nobody can be certain of anything, because when they present something, there are 1,000, you know, or question marks around that. So nothing is certain.
What about the Jewish community in Argentina? Are they upset, afraid?
Of course they are. Of course they are. Because imagine, these are 85 families who lost a loved one on July 18th, 1994. And they don't have any answers. And we know who conducted the bombing. So it seems that the case languished there. And the fear is that Nisman's death is going to have the same fate. And, you know, little by little, society just forgets about this. But his wife, his former wife, is saying she's persuaded this was not a suicide. I mean, I saw him secure, convinced, and he was at the peak of his career. He wanted to testify before Congress. His reputation was as a serious, very rigorous investigative prosecutor. So nobody believes really it was a suicide. They say maybe an induced suicide, but nevertheless, it's a political death.
Silvia Nestorian-Penzel is the New York correspondent for Todo Noticias, a television news network in Argentina. Thank you, Silvina.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.